Tom Mix and his rubber donkey, of course. And the daily round of the common task should furnish all we ought to ask. Room to deny ourselves a road and bring us daily nearer good. And by-elections, too. Once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I do. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. It's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say, this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Yes, all part of growing up and being British. Lovely way to start a Friday morning with Stevie Wonder. Entertainment. Radio 2. Yes, Radio 2 makes a much better biscuit. It's 25 minutes to 6 of Friday morning, the 9th of May. I've got an invited audience in the studio this morning in the somewhat fulsome shape of Noel Lewis about the by-election. We're still waiting for the result of the West Derbyshire by-election. Are you flagging at all, Noel?
Got my matchsticks in my eyeballs.
Yes, you're looking remarkably fresh. Could this go on 6 months, this recount? Everybody demanding recounts in the West Derbyshire by-election.
No. If they don't have it soon, then they're going to probably pack it in and recount tomorrow afternoon. This afternoon, I mean.
But, I mean, how many recounts can they have? Could we be here Christmas?
I think they're very nearly out now. The last one, it's worthwhile, you see, because the first one, the first recount, it was a majority of about 180. And apparently, now the majority is around about 96, which is why they're having another recount.
So that they're
thinking about it.
They'll keep
recount.
Counting until they get the answer right.
I don't know whether the Liberals can keep going at that, but certainly I should think they're feeling pretty fed up, and everybody else is as well. Because everybody's in the count. They've been there all night. They've been locked in all night. At least we can wander around and get a cup of BBC coffee.
Yeah, at least it keeps them off the streets, Noel. I mean, there's a lot of good. Pam Cox, our producer here, she reckons she saw on the television monitors the various men disappearing behind brown doors.
I think they're out from behind the doors any minute now, actually.
Good. Well, as soon as we do, we'll give you the result of the West Derbyshire by-election. I wonder what they're doing behind the brown doors.
Without a sail, wandering aimlessly lost.
Little madam, she is my hat. Worth buying that for the cover on the sleeve of the record. Lovely picture of Anne Murray. Black leather miniskirt. Turn the sleeve upside down, you can just about see her old levels. That was Now and Forever, Anne Murray. Lovely song. 6:20. Noel, what is happening in the West Derbyshire by-election?
Ray, I hate to say it, there is a third recount.
Like I said, we could be here at Christmas, no?
No, I don't think so. I think about 10 or 15 minutes, because apparently this time they're not going to count all the votes, they're just going to count some of them. So that's the word. It's going to be about another 15 minutes, so we should know before 6 o'clock.
I'm not staking any bets one way or the other. Now, the other by-election, let's talk a little about that, because that was a pretty sensational result there, wasn't
it,
in Rydale?
Absolute cracker. I mean, the Alliance must be, well, whatever happens at West Derbyshire, they can crow all day about Rydale anyway. I mean, they've turned a 16,000 majority, Tory majority, into a 5,000 Liberal majority. Absolutely astonishing. There's been a tremendous switch of votes away from the Conservative Party into the protest vote of the Liberals, and they've just swept the board. 5,000 majority.
Is that all it is, do you think, a protest vote, rather than a positive vote for the Alliance?
Well, I'm sure the Alliance, of course. I mean, you can't just switch votes in that enormous number without there being an awful lot of people who are fed up with the Conservative Party. There's obviously a protest vote there, just the same. The Alliance desperately needed this one to keep the bandwagon going, because they are a third force in politics. This shows that they are a third force in politics. I mean, the Labour candidate got 4,000 votes. 4,000 compared to, even less than he got at the general election. So it's not at all good for the Labour Party.
Is Rydale one of the seats that the Labour Party would have to win, one of their prime hit seats to become the next government?
No. I mean, that's the interesting thing. The Labour Party would never even dream of winning Rydale. This is why the Alliance and the third force in British politics is so astonishingly still vital. And Rydale has proved, after the Fulham by-election, which gave a great fillip to the Labour Party, and the Conservative Party were delighted about it as well, because they thought that the Alliance was going out of the window, Now Rydale has proved that the Alliance is still in there, still fighting, and there is a third force in British politics. It's still there, and still very, very vital.
Yeah, it changes the whole war game, really, doesn't it? How many MPs will that bring the representation of the Alliance up to in the House, then?
I wish you hadn't asked me that, Ray.
Oh, fine. I like throwing mud at walls and see what happens.
I can tell you one thing.
What?
It is the first Liberal woman candidate, first woman Liberal MP that they've got, and they haven't had a woman Liberal MP since Megan Lloyd George, about... years ago.
What was she like when you knew her? As soon as we get the result from West Derbyshire, we'll let you have it. We're expecting it within about 10 or 15 minutes. Noel Lewis is going off me.
Eyes are the eyes of a woman in love. And oh, how they give you away. Why try to deny you're a woman in love when I know very well what I say? I say no moon in the sky ever lent such a glow. Some flame deep within made them shine. Those eyes are the eyes of a woman in love, and may they gaze evermore into mine. Crazily gaze evermore into mine. To mine, crazily gaze evermore into mine.
So big it was in the 1950s. Frankie Lane, A Woman in Love, it's 6:15. And you're in tune this morning with my audition for the Jimmy Young Show. No, I know. The World at One. I can do that. I can do it. That's The World at 1:40. Good afternoon to you. Perfect. Old Zena Spanswick, while we've got a moment to ourselves, of Otford down in Kent, she would like me to mention her husband, Ron Spanswick, who shined retiring today and had the decency to see the week out anyway. A once-in-a-lifetime event. All the best to you, Ron, and get under Zena's feet as much as you like. And a fellow who's down here in London, who could have walked in and done this himself if he was half a man, a fellow called Michael Ryan of London SW2, he says, I don't think you ever went to Bergenhead in Norway at all. You stayed at home and muttered in the undergrowth over the television set. Are you privy to inside information or what, Michael? I'll thank you to keep your ideas to yourself. Now, if you'd really like to get depressed, Michael, come in here and wind the wick up a little. It'll depress the neighbours, too.
If heartaches brought pain,
oh, Lord help us,
in love's crazy game, I'd be a legend in my time. If they gave gold statuettes for tears and regrets, I'd be a legend in my time. But they don't give awards, and there's no praise or fame for a heart that's been broken. If loneliness everyone would know my name. I'd be a legend in my time.
You'd be a legend.
Give awards, and there's no praise or fame for a heart that's been broken over love that's in vain. If loneliness meant world acclaim, then everyone would know my name. I'd be a legend.
Different, really, from the West Derbyshire by-election, the result of which we're still awaiting out of the 59th millionth recount. That was Ronnie Milsamp. I'll be a legend in my own lunchtime, as indeed I was yesterday. It's 11 minutes to 6 o'clock. A lady called Granny Doodah, who's down in Porlock. Hello, Granny Doodah. She says, I was on the bus last week. There was a little old lady upstairs, a little cottage loaf woman, and she was talking about you. Was she really? What a boring conversation, Granny. She says, that Ray Moore, he's got a real touch of gravel in his voice. Gravel? I think I've turned into the Reverend Jim and Lee Marvin's grandmother overnight. And little Granny, she says, I think you're becoming a bit of a cult. Cult? I don't want to be any old cult, Gran. You know what a cult is? A cult is a bod that everybody writes about in the papers, and nobody actually listens to him. This thing I was at yesterday, a rather sad occasion, but we ended up in a funny little establishment down in Kingston. Wherever Kingston is, I mean, it's pretty close to the end of the known world, as far as I'm concerned. But there was a pub down there called the Newt and Ferret. I thought, for dear old Laurie, I've got to have a couple in the Newt and Ferret. Oh, don't. There's Nelson riddling away to himself beautifully. Now just imagine, there's the lady. Look at her. Look in those eyes. Alarm bells ringing at the end of long, dark.
Blue sky smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song, nothing
tell you one thing, nurse. I think I'm in love again. Isn't that lovely? Kyrie Kanoen, a beautiful arrangement by old Nelson Riddle of Avenue Berlin's Blue Skies. It's just gone 7 minutes to.
It's been a funny old week. I've been stuck in the office, chained to a typewriter, just waiting for the weekend and a chance to relax. You know what I mean? You feel the same way too. Well, why not join me tonight at 11 o'clock? And let's see if we can't get rid of those weekday blues and slip into the weekend together. I've got a pile of records here that promise 2 hours of great nighttime music and a stack of ideas to help your weekend go with a swing. So, see you tonight at 11. Maybe we can make it a regular date.
Little madam. I'll have to see what I've got on tonight. Probably nothing. Orchestra, Ballade pour Adeline. I like it best when Charles Nove plays the version of that done by Richard Clayderman. And Charlie always says that Clayderman sits there looking like a raspberry jelly, melting slowly before our very eyes in the spring sunshine, which sums it up beautifully. It's 3 minutes to six. We're still hanging on the result of the West Derbyshire by-election. They're into the 58th recount or something now, but no doubt we'll have further updates on that in the news. If you were listening at 5:30 this morning, I was having a little bit of a chat with our political bod, old Noel Lewis. I don't know whether I actually said anything to him, but he seems to have gone and taken off. Hey, I tell you what, come in here. If you want to laugh, this'll take you out of yourself. One of the funniest songs. Listen to the lyrics.
Well, excuse me, but I think you got my chair. No, that one's not taken, I don't mind. You sit here, I'll be glad to share. Yeah, it's usually packed here on Friday nights. Oh, if you don't mind, could I talk you out of a lie? Well, thank you. Could I drink you a bite? Oh, listen to me. What I mean is, can I buy you a drink? In anything you please. Oh, you're welcome. Well, I don't think I caught your name. Are you waiting for someone to meet you here? Well, that makes two of us. Glad you came. No, I don't know the name of the band, but they're good. Aren't they? Would you like to dance? Yeah, I like the song too. It reminds me of you and me, baby. Do you think there's a chance that later on I could drive you home? No, I don't mind at all. Oh, I like you too, and to tell you the truth, that wasn't my chair after all. Oh, I like you too, and to tell you the truth, that wasn't my chair after all.
Another wasted evening, you see. Useless. Lovely song. George Strait Increases Me. That's on MCA Records, a thing entitled The Chair. And across the nation, the time is 6 o'clock.
A world of entertainment. From radio to for you.
And so kind to one's hands.
Sleep last night, leaving me all alone in the city gloom. How can my heart feel right if you don't let me know anymore? Where thank you.
comes as no surprise to me, he's lonely. Have you met him lately? Brendan Shine. What a loneliness. It's 6 minutes past six. Skin and air flying in the air this morning. It's a Friday, it's the 9th of May, and I'm in a different studio today. I've been taking the show on tour. I've been joined because we're still hanging on for the West Derbyshire by-election result. I've been joined in the studio by a political bob, Noel Lewis. What's the situation now, Lowell? Still counting, are they out there?
Yes, it's getting like a bit like Cape Canaveral, you know, 3 hours and still counting. In fact, it's a bit more than that. It's about 8 hours, I think, they've been at it now.
Incredible.
And I'm told that the majority is still favouring the Conservatives by around about 100, but the Liberals are having another count. And it shouldn't be long now, though they did say 15 minutes half an hour ago.
How many recounts could they have, Noel? It's getting farcical.
Well, I should think three is the end. You know. I mean, after this, they'd have to pack in and come back this afternoon. I mean, do you know the counters get £14.29, and they've been at it for hours and hours. They don't get any more for overtime.
It's hardly stuff of tax exile, is it, really? £14.29.
It's a bad deal for them, anyway.
Yeah, so you're hanging on until we get the result through.
Well, I shall wait with you. As long as you don't kick me out.
Yeah, and in case anybody's just joined us, a sensational result across in Rydale, too, in the by-election there, wasn't it?
Oh, absolute cracker, yes, yes. I mean, a 16,000 Conservative majority at the general election, and now it's a 5,000 Liberal majority. That's quite a turnaround. I don't think Mrs. Thatcher will be awfully pleased with the situation in Rydale.
No, so we've really broken moulds tonight. As soon as we get a result from West Derbyshire, Noel, we'll come straight back to you for the full word on it.
Mm-hmm. Touch me in the morning, then just walk away. We don't have tomorrow, but we had yesterday.
Touch me.
Wasn't it me who said that nothing good's gonna last forever? And wasn't it me who said let's just be glad for the time together? It must have been hard to tell me that you've given all you've had to give. I can understand your feeling that way. Everybody's got their life to live. Well, I can't say goodbye in the cold morning light, but I can't watch love grow in the warmth of the night. If I've got to be strong, don't you know you need to have tonight? When you go till you're gone, I need to lie here and think about the last time that you touched me in the morning. Then just close the door. Leave me as you found me, empty like before. Wasn't it yesterday we used to laugh at the wind behind us? Didn't we run away and hope the time wouldn't try to find us? Didn't we take each other to a place where no one's ever been? Yeah, I really need you near me tonight, 'cause you'll never take me there again. Let me watch you go in the sun in my eyes. We've seen how love can grow, now we'll see how it dies. If I've got to be strong, don't you know I need to have tonight? When you're gone, till you go, I need to lie here and think about the last time that you'll touch me in the morning. Just close the door. Leave me as you found me, empty like before.
Touch me.
Mornings were blue and cold, and we could feel one another live. We walked with the dream to hold, and we could take what the world was given. There's no tomorrow here, there's only love and the time to chase it. Yesterday's gone, my love, there's only now and the time to face it. Mornings were blue and cold, and we could feel one another living. We walked with a dream to hold, and we could take what the world was giving.
Touch me with a barge pole, and not a hop-hop in sight. Buddy Greco, lovely performance. It's 12 minutes past six. I think I've got more cards and letters and stuff this morning I've seen in all my life. Sad thing is, politically, we're rather brisk this morning, so I won't get time for many of you. I will mention Charmaine Motherly of Havant in Hampshire. She says, all this chat about God's greatest hit and getting round a table with the papal legate, nothing's happened. Well, I was in the Newton Ferret yesterday, Charmaine, and I said to the man, has he been in? And he said, no, he hadn't seen him all week, so perhaps the papal legate has been recalled to the Vatican, I should think. So I'll catch up with him next week. She says she leaves home 6:45 every day, and rather misses God's greatest hits. And by the way, she says, while I'm at it, loves a bit of a chat, does Charmaine. Who buried the 6 o'clock pips, and why? Well, that's simple enough, Charmaine. I mean, it's what's called here at the BBC cutbacks. Can't afford pips every 10 minutes. But thanks for the rest of your note. And Ray Martin of Stalybridge, he says, by heck, you brought back memories the other day. And playing all that 60s stuff. And you were remembering walking down Oxford Street and people were breathing peace and love and certain substances at you. And Ray says, I felt the same many years ago, walking to work along Socky Hall Street in Glasgow. And we used to go to the Locarno Ballroom at dinner hour for a couple of hours of kisses and cuddles and moonying about. Misspent youth, eh, Ray? Oh, because we did it then, we can't do it now. Well, we did too much of it then, eh? Here's a cracking one for you, Charmaine and Ray, this morning. Probably the best record in the world, I should think.
To close and bar the door. There's no need.
and to drain that to the dregs of his... And lick the glass as well. Best record ever made since Rudyard Kipling baked his first exceedingly good cake. And that's going back a bit when God was in short pants. Barbara Dixon, a lovely song. I think entitled If You're Right. Do you know what, darling? 6:17. I've half a mind to go for gold. No, what I'm going to do in just a moment is a personal best, I think.
Tonight at 7:30, Friday Night is Music Night, forms part of the 1986 Brighton Festival. Barry Wordsworth conducts the BBC Concert Orchestra in a programme which includes the UK premiere of An Orkney Wedding with Sunrise, conducted by the composer Peter Maxwell Davis. And the selection of music ranges from Brigadoon to Chariots of Fire. With star singers Mary Hegarty and Niall Murray, Robert Docker at the piano, the Central Band of the Royal Air Force and the Brighton Festival Chorus, Friday night is certainly music night, and it starts at 7:30 on Radio 2.
And doesn't finish till about Thursday. Later on today, John Dunn is with you as ever was at 5:00 with some aftershave guests. And his special guest today is a fellow called Ted Croker, chairman of the Football Association, who probably won't mention the fact that there's a cup final on tomorrow. And the whole town's been invaded by Scousers. Things are looking up all over. That's John at 5. At 2:00 today, Gloria Hunniford, her main guest is Bob Langley, star of the BBC's Pebble Mill Palaver. Always tickles me to death, that, this Pebble Mill place. They build a whacking great studio centre, and all the programmes come from the lobby, sort of in the vestibule. And Gloria works on the theory, if she can't find star guests, all start interviewing each other. Endless fun for all the family. Still hanging on the result of the West Derbyshire by-election. By Jove! I'm on the edge of my seat here. Whew, Lord, this excitement is too much.
Someday, and some way, you realize that you've been blind. Yes, darling, you're going to need me again. It's just a matter of time. Go on, go on, till you reach the end of the line. But I know you're gonna pass this way again. It's just a matter of time. After I gave you everything I had, you laughed and you called me a clown. But just remember, in your search for fortune and fame, what goes up must come down. I Yes, I know that one day you'll wake up and find that my love was a true love. It's just a matter of time. Just a matter of mine.
You couldn't let me a fiver till the weekend, could you? No.
Time,
what?
You found time enough to love, and I found love enough to hold you. So tonight I'll stir the fire you feel inside. Flames of love enfold you, laying beside you, lost in the feeling. So glad you opened my door.
watch you sleeping, and you'll smile when you dream about the night, like it's a secret you've been keeping. Laying beside you, lost in the feeling, so glad you opened my door. You're my song, music to magic to win. I'll play you over and over again. Love is so warm, moving so right, closing our eyes and feeling alive. We'll just go on burning bright somewhere in the night. We'll just go on burning bright somewhere in the night.
Well, that should keep the paramilitary wing of his propaganda group at bay for a moment. Barry Manilow, thing entitled Somewhere in the Night. It's 21 minutes to 7 o'clock. I'm in a different studio this morning for reasons which seem so long ago, I can't remember why now. In fact, I haven't worked and sat in this studio since I used to stand in for Terry Wogan. Remember him? He used to be fairly big around here. Anne Bradley sent a card from Thatcham in Berkshire. She mentions Terry by way of wishing her husband Martin, her gorgeous husband Martin Bradley, wish him a happy birthday. And Anne says, I've never done anything like this before, like writing to oafs on the radio. Well, as long as you don't make a habit of it, Anne. I mean, we can't be shilly-shallying with the likes of the Bradleys. But Martin Bradley, all the best for a smashing day. And Anne says, after Terry left Radio 2, I thought radio as I'd known it was in fact dead. Myself and the radio, we went into mourning. But then life, as we know it, came forth, and behold, I discovered Radio 3. Oh, Anne, how awfully kind. I tell you what, it's the last chance this morning on Radio 3, 9:05. They've got a thing called This Week's Composer on Radio 3, right? Now, the composer this week, the announcers on Radio 3, they absolutely love him. Old Peter Barker with the Black and Decker hairstyle, and little Talcum Malcolm with the shiny apple face, and old Holmstrom, sewn up for the duration in his Fair Isle woolly and National Health glasses. They love pronouncing the name of the composer. So far this week, we've had four different pronunciations of this man. He's an early Flemish composer. Well, 9:05 is early-ish, I suppose. And the man's name, according to the announcer yesterday, was...
Begin to show. Never make a promise so bad.
close to magic, that lady. Elaine Page, nobody's side. I have feelings about her, which unfortunately are not mutual. She doesn't seem to fancy me as a toy boy at all. It's 16 minutes to seven, a new world record troupe. I didn't forget once. I will mention a note from somebody called Fraze, Ghoulie Fraze, lovely name, in East Cumbrian in Gwent. I don't like this palaver with pause for thought of God's greatest hit. Quarter to seven, the day's half over. Please use your influence. Goalie obviously got great faith in my limited powers around here. By the way, it is. What the dickens has happened to Gerald Priestland? I don't know, Goalie. I mean, what has happened? I was hoping you'd tell me. Has anything at all happened to him that we ought to know about? Answers, please, under a plain wrapper. We've got a cracker for you this morning, Goalie. We all know the words and the tune, and there's a yard and a half of time to take the collection today. Great stuff. In a more me old self again. One of the great anthems of Ascension Tide, Hail the Day That Sees Him Rise. It was sung by the choir of King's College, Cambridge, the Philip Jones Brass Ensemble in there as well, all under the baton of Sir David Wilcox. And the tune was Llanfair. Of the morning be upon you, my child. And don't forget, knock off early today. We had a good week. We knocked off early yesterday. Knock off early and listen to Radio 3 this afternoon if you're of an ecclesiastic bent. 4 o'clock in glorious stereo, a nice choral evensong from Winchester Cathedral. It's recorded, so point is having an away day down to Winchester. Just listen instead, 4 o'clock on Radio 3. Sad thing is, this afternoon, they've got yards of responses, but I'm afraid there's a grave dearth of versicles.
Well, beyond the sea, stands on golden sand and watches the ship that goes sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms. It's far beyond the star, it's near beyond the moon. I know beyond a doubt, my heart will lead me there soon. Meet beyond the shore, we'll kiss just as before. Happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing.
Into a Friday with one of the great hits from Bobby Darin. It's 9 minutes to seven.
When the doors of Kenneth Williams's Cabaret open tonight on Radio 2 at 10:30, you'll find awaiting your pleasure the Burt Rhodes Orchestra, Cantabile, Jonathan Adams and Isla Sinclair, not forgetting the man himself, Kenneth Williams, the unique, the,
Inimitable. You're inimitable. How'd you say it? You mean to try and impersonate them, didn't you? Yeah. Actually, I've been impersonated, and the bloke said to me afterwards, what do you think of me doing an impersonation of you? I said, well, one of us is terrible. And,
Come to Kenneth Williams's Cabaret. Unmissable entertainment at 10:30 tonight.
And after you've recovered from all that, Angela Rippon got a brand new show, the second one of which you can hear this evening between 11 o'clock and 1. Touch her with the barge ball. Whisper in the door. She's probably going, bring a couple of pounds of potatoes in when you come home, will you? That's Dionne Warwick, a lovely record on her wrist. It's 5 to 7. Dear old Bean Pole has turned up again in Copthorne in West Sussex. Susan Pole. She and her husband David are celebrating their anniversary tomorrow. Probably in training as I speak. David and Susan. And David is probably the one to feel most sorry for. And a bit of an inside job has crept in. I was beaten smartly about the ears to get them to do this. Some of the blokes who roam around the BBC mending radiators and the like, it says, ran a marathon last week and wondered if you could do them about seven-ish. The people in question are Rose Lawrence, Elaine Pritt and Liz Sandersingers of Minehead. Funniest collection of blokes I've come across. Congratulations to the three of you, Rose, Elaine and Liz, on the first marathon in Paris just a couple of days ago. Did Britain proud with their Union Jack shorts and British legs. And lots of love from Terry, Phil and Arthur. How come British legs are any different than anybody else's legs? Eh? They start at the bottom and I suppose they go all the way up to the bottom.
Start the day with Radio 2. Raymore.
I never cared much for moonlit skies. I never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe. But now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. Used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark. That's a four-wheel on fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. I never cared much for moonlit skies. I never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe. But now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. Used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark. That's a four-wheel on fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. A burning mind, I'm beginning to see the light.
What did that was so? It's as black as the back of the grater. The Elephant Records is what the nation needs. Elephant Gerald at 11 minutes past.
Always here with you.
And it kills 99% of household germs, you know. Very good Friday morning to you. It's the 9th of May today, and Radio 2 recovering somewhat nicely from self-inflicted wounds, which were suffered in a pub called the Newt and Ferret. I kid you not. Place is going balmy. A note from Penny and Ian and Ben. I want to say that to Evelyn and Brian Hannah of Royston in Hertfordshire. And this is a bit of a threat, Evelyn and Brian, because all this Penny and Ian and Ben lot are coming to see you on the first Sunday in June for lunch, whether you like it or not. Cling peaches, probably, if you've got guests for Sunday lunch. And Ruth Shaw, she wrote from Welshpool in Powys. Will you wish my little monkey Daniel a very happy birthday? He's holed up in a granny flat there in Welshpool. He's 3 today, Daniel Shaw. Lots of love to you from Mother, which is what Daniel calls his mum, Mother, and Daddy, Sister Samantha, and Brother David. Not forgetting Cindy, Jack and Jill, the dogs, and Criffle, Adam, Folly, and Danny Boy, the ponies. Got ponies, eh? My hat. We've only got mice in a priest's hole. But Daniel Shaw, many happy returns of the day. And another thing from Wendy Seneschal, whoever the deuce she is, don't know from Adam. Wendy Seneschal of Malmesbury in Wiltshire.
My dad, Ron Sidall, is retiring today. Friday the 9th. Mention him and Mum and wish him a long and happy retirement. Mum's name is Pat. And they're off on a truly exceptional holiday, says Wendy. Pat and Ron have planned this thing, but Pat doesn't know where she's going. So for the past 3 months, we've been dodging all the shady questions, trying to get her ready for places she doesn't even know exist. I would tell you where we're sending them, says Wendy, but I know you'd only go and blurt it out. I wouldn't do that, Pat and Ron. I have a feeling in my water, you know, it's probably Ho Chi Minh City, I should think. Not much of a beach at Ho Chi Minh City, Pat, but the sheets are clean at this time of the year. Could be Harare, Zimbabwe, I suppose. Always good for a laugh there. Dead Man's Gulch. Or maybe even the dirty cafe at Ainsdale. You might even, on your travels, Pat and Ron, get to hear the House of Lords Symphony Orchestra.
MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, and on this farm he had a dog, E-I-E-I-O, with a here, there, here, there, everywhere. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Now old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, and on this farm he had a cow, E-I-E-I-O, with a here, there, here, there, everywhere. Here, there, here, there, everywhere. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Now old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm he had a pig, E-I-E-I-O. With a here, there, here, there, everywhere. Here, there, here, there, everywhere. Here, there, here, there, everywhere. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Now old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm he had a horse, E-I-E-I-O. With a here, there, here, there, everywhere. 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 Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Now old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm he had a parrot, E-I-E-I-O. With a here, there, here, there, everywhere. 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 Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Now old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on his farm he had a car, E-I-E-I-O. With a here, there, here, there, everywhere. 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 Here, there, here, there, everywhere.
And they all trod in something, and a powerful whiff of bent wire and broken glass. Spike Jones, of course, in his city slickers. It's 16 minutes past seven. It's going to be a big sporting weekend this weekend. And you know how Radio 2 loves sport. Well, it's more of a love-hate relationship with sport, really. What should we give a whirl to this morning? It can be any sport you like, really. We could have underwater formation chess. Yeah, there's not much call for that, really. Single-handed transatlantic skiffs. Getting warmer. I know, a one-legged bottom-kicking competition.
That's Liverpool's football team sitting on top of the world. It's where they're sure they'll be tomorrow at the end of the 1986 FA Cup final at Wembley when they meet fellow Merseysiders Everton. Player manager Kenny Dalglish will be leading Liverpool out, a man rated the tops by former manager Bob Paisley.
He was an individual apart. He was always judged that way. In my time, he's been the best player here.
Kenny Dalglish and the rest of the Liverpool side, who've just pipped Everton for the league championship, will be trying tomorrow to bring off the league and cup double. Can they? they do it? Find out when Renton Laidlaw introduces Cup Final Sport on 2, Radio 2 tomorrow, starting at 1:30.
I'll be over the Paris and all. And incidentally, there's a picture of the winners of the Cup Final on the new Radio Times. Isn't it? James Last, his orchestra and chorus, and a lovely arrangement of The Games That Lovers Play, but not at 7:20. We'll wait till the streets are ahead. Edna Gordon, who's down in Poolway, down in Dorset. Hello, Edna. She writes a mean, boot-licking little taradiddle here. I like the cut of your jib, Edna Gordon. P.S. She says, I'm 30 years older than you, but you can be my toy boy any time. And offers like that don't flood in every 10 minutes. Edna, you're on. And Christine of Liphook in Hampshire. My mum listens to you every morning, can't imagine why, while she's having her Rosie Lee. Well, very relieved to hear it. Mum and Dad, wish them all the best. I think it's their anniversary. No, wish Mum happy birthday for tomorrow. It'll be a terrible fright for her. So Christine's mum in Liphook in Hampshire, famous the world over. Oh, there's an awful lot of inside jobs, you know. You get sort of ordered to do things here. You know, I come to work in the mornings in the BBC hearse, with the BBC hearse driver. Well, the top man here, the head lad, you know, the first bloke, is the chairman of the Board of Governors, and he, of course, has the chauffeur-driven limousine, not the hearse. And the fellow who roars about in this thing, driving the chairman to drink, is Les Keats, and he's fed up with it now. He's shy and retiring today. And all the best to you, Les, from all your muckers here at the BBC, some of whom work for the BBC. But they all wish you all the best, and I'm sure the chairman does too. You think the chairman knows all about me? He's short of dear, but it's time for tea. Must tell you, Les, the hearse driver I was travelling with this week, a marvellous fellow called Fred, right? And I got in the car on Tuesday morning, and I apologised to Fred. I said we had a rather tasty, powerful, somewhat heavy vindaloo curry last night. If I'm stinking the place out, I do apologise. And little Fred looked at me and he said, well, it doesn't really matter. He said, I had a bad bump on the head some years ago, and I've got no smell. I said, are you sure?
Yeah.
Peculiar recurring nightmare all this week. I don't know why. In this nightmare, I'm sitting in a black leather holdall, crossing a lake. I'm rowing like fury. And every night this week, the leather holdall with me in it has sunk, and I've drowned and gone to heaven. And every night, I've discovered the secret of life and the universe. Every morning, the alarm goes off, and I've forgotten it again. Can't wait for tonight. Margaret Goodenough of Shipston-on-Stour. We're tucked up nice and warm, listening to you rabbiting away, the shambles on the radio. Could you mention my husband, David Goodenough, and wish him happy birthday for tomorrow? All the best to you, David Goodenough, and love from the elderly dog, Ben, mooching about and walking into the woodwork. And while we're at it, old Bernard, Bernard Thing of Yalding in Kent. He says, Britain's best friend America's taken a lot of stick lately. Let's not forget what she did for us during the wartime, and the Falklands and that. America bends over backwards to help. Listen, I think Bedstead over on Radio 4 is more your sort of a man, Bernard. I think we've had quite enough politics for one morning. Anyway, thanks to the team in the office who got the whole matter together. I come in every morning and destroy the work of a lifetime. Little Jules in the office, and dear old Dennis O'Keefe, dentures no teeth, running tighter ships by the minute. Cracking stuff. And hang on Radio 2, there's a small queue of ugly men following me this morning. Derek Jameson's with you after the news at 7:30, and then Ken Bruce at 9:30 through till 11. Your requests, Ken does, and very well too. Why don't you do me a favour? Do me a favour. Write to Ken and say we'd like to hear the whole of the Master Singers or Wagner's Ring of the Nibelungen. Please, Ken, yours sincerely, Ray.
The only way out is the only way in, and it's you.
said to a bloke yesterday, we've got no door on our lounge. He said, what use is that? How on earth do you get in it? The only way out, Cliff Richard, escaping quietly before our very eyes. And across the nation, it's 7:30.